In the news update for September 26, 2022, on this Monday early morning edition, hour number three, as we go and continue on with the rest of Alex Jones going to Sunday Night Live, coming up momentarily. We're on all podcast and catching platforms where you consume your content, and you can hear us on XM, Sirius XM, and terrestrial radio networks. And you can also, if you have missed us on the shows, you can see us by typing in our name in the search bar, top headlines, national and international news stories. You can find us on Spotify.fm, PocketCast.fm, Anchor.fm, and Stitcher, and many, many more. We'll be back with hour number three. Stay tuned.
I've said I don't want more than 10% of coverage about the show trials, even though it's us, because the listeners overall already know it's a show trial. They already know it's a hit job. They want to know about inflation, fentanyl, imploding borders, war in Ukraine with Russia, what's happening with communist China, the massive increasing situation and the deepening recession going into depression, the out-of-control inflation, the power plants burning down everywhere, the oil refineries exploding, the food processing plants exploding. All of this is a globalist Cloward and Piven program, which is the Great Reset, which is the Build Back Better post-industrial world, to collapse things, to consolidate, to be able to dictate the terms of the West's surrender. The globalists already control the third world. They've already had them under 2 years of lockdown, starved tens of millions to death, then the UN organizes them with replacement migration to flood Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. So that's the plan. It's the admitted, stated plan. And so I can't really say it better than Dr. Beatty or yourself, where these is an outside globalist operation that wants to break our will and demoralize us and bankrupt not just us financially, but our culture and our free press and our due process and our local constabulary and our police. This is siege. This is warfare. So on the politics side, what you said in your 5, 6, 7, 8 minute analysis of we're winning, we're over the target, even their fake polls show Republicans are winning across the board. This is a massive landslide. Only landslides can overpower election fraud. That's why they're so scared. Their own constituents are turning against them. I was in liberal areas of Connecticut, and the vast majority of folks were listeners and giving me high fives and saying I was right. Old, young, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, you name it. And so there is a giant awakening. People know they're under economic warfare, and we just have to stay focused on the issues, stay focused on Joe Biden being a puppet, stay focused on their whole agenda, as you said, of packing the Supreme Court and all these other things they said they would do, their so-called Green New Deal. All their major programs are failing. So instead, they're administratively turning the border control off, administratively cutting the crime control off, administratively accelerating the printing of money and issuance of currency in just all-out warfare against us in the hope that if they collapse us, we'll be so busy getting our universal basic income cards as we watch the dollar die that we won't blame Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the Democratic Party, and the New World Order.
Let me see if you can connect two dots here. We started the show in Katy, Texas. We're at the First Christian Church today. There's going to be a drag queen event for small children. And then we just learned right before you're about to come on, the great Ed Martin over the Schlafly Group, Eagle Forum sent us, our Eagles Council sent us that the Italians have taken the European Union flag off the EU consulate in Rome, embassy in Rome, and replace it with the Italian flag on the eve of their election. How do those two tie together with the fight back? What they're trying to do to our culture, and by the way, it's a massive Christian protest today. We had the Christian protesters going to be there. How does Katy, Texas, and what happened in Rome connect, Alex Jones?
Absolutely. The global corporate fascists that run the New World Order, that run the Great Reset, that use communism as an operating system that they themselves are above. So it's a fascist, corporate, technocracy, transhumanist, scientific takeover, breakaway civilization movement that then controls the socialist and communist parties of different nations, that they use the regular society, the regular infrastructure, to collapse it and fold it in this larger system. So their culture is pedophilia, sexualization of children, the destruction of the family, fentanyl, collapse, just total destruction, ugly culture. whereas our culture is God, family, country, prosperity, capitalism, classical liberalism, a real social contract to empower humanity and have the West, particularly America, be the shining city on a hill. And so if you talk about a Berlin Wall moment, we've been seeing this all over Europe where people are taking down the UN flags, taking down the EU flags, putting back up their national flags. We've seen the EU attempt to rename soccer teams without nationalist names. They're in a war against our identities. They're in a war against our cultures. And as people discover that there's the globalist and there's the nationalist, there's the slave masters and the populist, there's team freedom and there's team demon. And as people realize that it really is a great reset and a new world order, and that that's really an organized crime global syndicate using all these tactics to bring us down, as soon as people identify the enemy, as soon as they know we're in a war, as you hammer that, it's the beginning of the end. So them taking down the EU flag in Rome is the same as the Berlin Wall coming down, and they're saying no to global governance, no to 900% price increases, and truly, the New World Order is on its heels if we just press the attack.
Alex, any comments on that? This book, by the way, everybody's got to get it, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And I tell you, it's not a beach read. You're going to get your pen out, you're going to get your notes out, you're going to take notes, but you're going to learn something, okay? What do you have to say to the New York Times, Alex Jones?
Well, they failed, and people know that they lie by design. They know that they lie on purpose, and this is why they're dying. This is why no matter how many big billionaire kingpins like Carlos Slim give them billions of dollars, only people that are in their cult still even read it. And in fact, most of them know it's a lie. They just go along with it. So that's why I hope everybody gets The Great Reset and The War for the World and buys a few extra copies at Amazon.com, where it's routinely been number one, because they're not stopping this book. Everywhere I go on the street, people bring up the book to me. So it's having a huge effect. And it really is a primer to understand who we're up against and who the enemy is. And if we know who the enemy is, we're going to win, because what the enemy is pushing is total authoritarianism, total system of micromanaging every facet of our lives. And here's just another quick example. I don't want to talk more about the whole Sandy Hook show trial in Connecticut, but Elizabeth Williamson put a book out about Sandy Hook. She profits off of it, what she claims I do, and she lies all the time. She said that my lawyer said in court yesterday that I was afraid to testify and that that's why I left yesterday, when my lawyer said, we destroyed them so bad yesterday, I don't need to cross-examine you. Come back when our case is on next week so we can do it all there. We destroyed, I mean, even local media said that you know, my testimony destroyed them because it was such a fraud, what they were saying. Now, he confronted her and she did a retraction on her Twitter and deleted the tweet. So the story's on Infowars.com. Alex Jones, Sandy Hook trial, New York Times writer, issues correction after tweeting fake news. She whole cloth put a fake quote up of my lawyer in court. Norm Pattis says, Alex Jones made such a fool of himself. Here's the fake tweet. Elizabeth Williamson. Alex Jones could have testified today, but his lawyer said in court this morning he was so badly damaged himself yesterday that he needs time away from the jury. He said no such thing. He said nothing even close to that. They didn't want us on the stand. They didn't want to do a redirect. So I'm coming back in my main case next Tuesday and Wednesday to testify. So then she retweeted this and said, folks, I'm going to delete this tweet after talking with Norm Pattis, Alex Jones' lawyer, who raised it in the courtroom. This, not with me. I'm asking him afterward what's wrong. He makes the accurate point that he did not say this as I wrote here. I apologize for that error. He did not say it. Premeditated fraud in the court of law, trying to destroy the free press. So they're not just liars. They are wolves out hunting real journalists and independent Americans. They are a criminal organization, in my view.
Alex, how do people get to you, particularly next week when you're back in trial? How do they keep up with you nonstop to get word about what about the election day, not the show trial?
Well, you're extremely astute, Steve Bannon, obviously, and we are winning as a culture. Things are turning around. But for those on the front lines, it's horrible. And my listeners are actually mad at me for being out of town at these trials, and it's actually hurt InfoWars. So, you know, I've got my guest host, people filling in. I'm trying to do the show when I'm in Connecticut, but I've got to get ready and talk to the lawyers. So I'm going to be here Monday, probably Tuesday. I'm going to try to broadcast from Connecticut. People can find The Forbidden Show at Infowars.com/show or click on any of the links. there that you see up in the right-hand corner, Infowars.com and Infowars.com/show, and band.video is where you can find so many of my live show, other live shows, and archives of the shows, documentaries, and hundreds of other band people that we've given a platform.
Alex, thank you very much. So Alex Jones, Tish James went after Trump today on $250 million to put him in bankruptcy. You know how that feels. Walk me through, first off, your perspective of overall of the lawfare that the Justice Department, the FBI, Tish James, all of it is coming after the MAGA leadership, sir, including yourself.
Well, there's no better club to be in. It's similar to John Hancock signing his name so big on the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. Whoever signed that, they knew it was going to be targeted by King George III. And so I don't like being attacked. It's not enjoyable, but I know that the more I'm under attack, the more effective I am. So I'm a little bit jealous of you being under such attack, but I'm glad you are literally ahead of me, even on the tip of the spear. But whether it is President Trump, whether it's Mike Lindell, whether it is Steve Bannon, whether it is Alex Jones, whether it is Trump lawyers that actually do their job and tell the truth, we're all under massive attack. And Letitia James came after me 2 years ago, and she put the feds on me, and that was a whole thing that never went public because it got dealt with. But I know they're doing other things that I'm not liberty to get into right now. I told you privately about it a few weeks ago when we were during a break. But they are literally just going down the line of anybody that's pro-America, anybody that's just loyal to the country. And quite frankly, I'll say it, I'm loyal to my grandparents. They were just badass patriots, World War II veterans, and my other family, the military. And I just won't let them flush this country down the toilet. So I'm not doing something heroic. I know you feel the same. We're doing our duty. And so many Americans, not your audience, it's totally awake, but a lot of Americans say, where are the patriots? Why don't people fight back? Why don't they stand up? Well, it's because in this dark time for America, they come after you. But we see the global awakening. We see nationalists and populists getting elected in Sweden and becoming the leader of the Conservative Party, who's got the votes right now to defeat Trudeau in Canada. We see Brazil. We see so many other cases. Italy now moving to elect a right-wing anti-globalist. And so when we expose the globalists as the multinational new communist threat, but a corporate fascist threat using communism for control and their SCGs and their systems, the Clinton Global Initiative, and the World Economic Forum, we're over the target. So I signed on for this. I don't enjoy it at a fleshly level. It's not fun to be attacked and demonized and lied about and be up against bullies. But at the end of the day, spiritually, I'm very strong because I see the victory we're having. Just like you said on my show a few weeks ago, you've never been more alive. You've never felt more satisfied. And it's not some sadomasochistic urge. It's that we're trying to be like our ancestors because they measured up. We've got to measure up. And as an example of us being persecuted, just like the Alamo, you know, Santa Ana in Texas in 1836, a lot of these slaughtered a bunch of people, outnumbering them 20-1. It would scare Texans. Well, it had the opposite effect. It's like Hitler stopped bombing military targets when Britain wouldn't roll over during the Blitz and started attacking civilian targets. And so we've got to go through this. It's not fun, but victory is literally in sight right now. And that's why they're so desperate. As you said, when they were perp walking you ridiculously, as you probably walked through, you said, what if I put John Paul Jones on? And you said, it's my scream of this corrupt globalist system. It is. My concern is, I don't know what he's doing. I'm saying, not by using, in fact, when his vice president is, you know, we know things like, for him, $70 million, on him, he has to, $10 for nuclear war. So empires lose, start wars, and then empires tend to die in Russia, whether it was Nazi or it was Napoleon. So this is a very critical time of everything. There's time right now. I'm just going to be amongst folks like yourself here and very blessed to talk to your audience. I'm going to say, my audience is giant. They're amazing. They're incredible. But I'm going to give the credit to your audience for 80% of the success of the Great Reset of the world is off and on. The last 3 weeks, number one book in the world, number six today. Every time we come on your show, he goes like number one. You've got the most amazing audience, Steve, of real patriots. This is the spirit.
Well, look, the book is resonating. Remember? There's a great reset, water the world, get it at Amazon. It's a blank for the conference, the show, the return curve. Again, the book, of course, should be they hear an allied school. We just have one people of it. As you say, based on the answer, we're in the runoff of the first. If we, he's the most, mid-most, and taking steam. The front, like the jammer, and the pusher, push, to the target, but, are they, I mean, the tiny of these things, just sort of, happenstance that this would happen to you? Did one of these situations in the court, sir?
It was all recorded. If you look at the spectrum of 28 years on air, standing up was one of the things. The internet is just interesting. Of me, when the internet was questioning it, I questioned it a few times. They made me go back to where it was running from. Drainage from that. And it was, I was playing with y'all. I was just right. It was Steve Miller. And so, I believe I was. They paid me. That was me. They were saying, we're doing our duty. And so, so many Americans, not your audience, it's totally awake, but a lot of Americans say, where are the patriots? Why don't people fight back? Why don't they stand up? Well, it's because in this dark time for America, they come after you. But we see the global awakening. We see nationalists and populists getting elected in Sweden and becoming the leader of the Conservative Party. He's got the votes right now to defeat Trudeau in Canada. We see Brazil. We see so many other cases. Italy now moving to elect a right-wing anti-globalist. And so when we expose the globalists as the multinational new communist threat, but a corporate fascist threat using communism for control and their SEGs and their systems and the Clinton Global Initiative, the World Economic Forum, we're over the target. So I signed on for this. I don't enjoy it at a fleshly level. It's not fun to be attacked and demonized and lied about and be up against bullies. But at the end of the day, spiritually, I'm very strong because I see the victory we're having. Just like you said on my show a few weeks ago, you've never been more alive. You've never felt more satisfied. And it's not some sadomasochistic urge. It's that we're trying to be like our ancestors because they measured up. We've got to measure up. And as an example of us being persecuted, just like the Alamo, you know, Santa Ana in Texas in 1836, a lot of these slaughtered a bunch of people, outnumbering them 20-1, it would scare Texans. Well, it had the opposite effect. It's like Hitler stopped bombing military targets when Britain wouldn't roll over during the Blitz and started attacking civilian targets. And so we've got to go through this. It's not fun, but victory is literally in sight right now. And that's why they're so desperate. As you said, when they were perp walking you ridiculously as you proudly walk through, you said, I've only begun to fight, quoting John Paul Jones, the founder of the US Navy. And you said, this is the dying scream of this corrupt globalist system. It is. My concern is, I don't like Putin, don't like what Russia's doing, but at the same time, Biden's been using, back when he was vice president, as you know, Ukraine as a money laundering haven. We know Ukraine's got blackmail on him, $70 billion now. Putin's getting his butt kicked, so he's committed 300,000 more troops, a threat of nuclear war. So empires, when they're losing, start wars, and then empires tend to die attacking Russia, whether it was the Nazis, whether it was Napoleon. So this is a very critical time, a very, very dangerous time right now. I'm just honored to be amongst folks like yourself here and very blessed to be talking to your audience. I say my audience is giant. They're amazing. They're incredible. But I've got to give the credit to your audience for 80% of the success of The Great Reset and the War for the World that's been off and on the last 3 weeks. The number one book in the world, it's like number six today. Every time we come on your show, he goes right to number one. So you've got the most amazing audience, Steve, of real patriots. This is the tip of the spear.
Well, look, the book has resonated. Remember, it's The Great Reset and War for the World. You can get it at Amazon. It's a, and for the conference we had with Charlie Kirk, the great Charlie Kirk, this weekend, the book, of course, you made an appearance, Alex. The book was just incredible, and people love it. I just want to go to something everybody's been asking me. Given we're in the run-up for 5 or 6 weeks, I think 48 days from the most important midterm election since 1862, are they trying to pile on Alex Jones now so that you got too much? I mean, you're doing the show, you're totally focused, you're over the target. But are they, I mean, the timing of these things just looks bizarre. Was this just happenstance that this would happen to you in the run-up of 48 days to go, that you're in another one of these situations in the court, sir?
It was all totally coordinated. If you look at the spectrum of 28 years on air, Sandy Hook was less than 0.1%. But they've entered in evidence in Texas and Connecticut. It's 24 minutes of me when the internet was questioning it. I questioned it a few times. they may be the Sandy Hook guy. Once Hillary was running against Trump, she ran against Trump with ads, with edited videos of me acting like I was Trump's brain, when we all know Trump's his own brain. If anybody was his brain, it was you and Stephen Miller. And so I'd love to be his brain, but I wasn't. So they made me, you know, this demon that Trump supported. And then once he got elected, they went even crazier. And so for 4 years, they kept us in discovery, and the judges strung it out and demanded record level discovery. And then they coordinated down to the days about eight months ago and said, okay, we're gonna have this August trial in Texas, and we're gonna have this September trial in Connecticut, and then we're gonna have this November trial in Texas again, the same law firms, same groups. They're running the lawsuits against all the gun manufacturers, big Democratic Party law firm with a Senator Blumenthal basically heading it up. And it's all completely coordinated, the same tactics, same lies, same BS. And so they took Adam Lanza, who killed the kids at Sandy Hook, and just moved it to Alex Jones and the Republicans, and then just totally misrepresent. People say your lawyers are terrible. No, they're ordered in pre-trial conferences and morning meetings. You can't bring up Hillary Clinton. You can't say your client's innocent, or we'll sanction you. And they have sanction hearings for my lawyers going on in Texas and Connecticut. And so it's all extremely coordinated and crazy. And that's just where we are. And so I'm here in Connecticut right now. They have people, HBO, following us around. They've got just people threatening us. It's totally insane. And they're doing it to try to pull me off the midterms. And they said in their opening statements here last week in Connecticut, and a month or 5 weeks ago in the opening statements in Texas, they said our mission is to take him out, silence him, and never let him rebuild his platform again. Never let him rebuild his platform again. And most importantly, they said, and stop other people like him next. He is the template. And they mentioned Tucker Carlson in the interviews on MSNBC and CNN. They mentioned Steve Bannon, Donald Trump. Anybody that goes against their fraudulent narrative, whether it's two men can have a baby or two women can have a baby or open borders is good or any of this. Now they're talking about criminal charges against DeSantis, Florida, and of course the governor of Texas as well, for simply taking people who are already here illegally and shipping them to Martha's Vineyard and the Naval Observatory in D.C. So this is full weaponization. When Trump says weaponization, when you say weaponization, folks, this is weaponization. It's okay. Steve Bannon will never give up fighting. I'll never give up fighting. But I got to tell you, folks, it's lies the media have hundreds of millions of dollars. We are out of gas. The audience is bigger than ever despite deplatforming. But we need support at InfoWars.com. Steve Bannon at the war room needs support. You want champions. You want fighters. Folks, we're born for this. We love America. We love you. We're just asking, aid us in this fight. We're on the front lines. But you, those of you that support us with word of mouth, with prayer, and financial support, you are just as critical as Tom Fenton or Steve Bannon. Without you folks, we'll never give up. We'll never give in, but we could give out. And I am very close to the breaking point. I'll just be honest with that because we're so close.
Once again, Alex, where do people go for support? And everybody's got to go to the Amazon to get the Great Reset and the War for the World. And we're going to get you back on here. You got time to talk about that in the president's executive order. But where do people go right now for support, Alex?
Well, they can just go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great T-shirts, books, films, T-shirts, all that. And the biggest thing I care about is just spreading the word. The propaganda, as the internet saying, says, the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Things aren't hopeless. In fact, the globalists are a dying organization. Everywhere people are turning against them. As you said, Letitia James is behind in polls in a state that goes totally Democrat. All they can hope for is election fraud and outlawing their opposition. I said it a year ago. You said it a year ago. But Biden's officially trying to outlaw his political opposition. This is real tyranny. And tyranny is the norm around the world. America and a few other free countries were very special experiments. That's why everybody wanted to come here. But they can't have a global world government if there's a few free countries left that people aspire to. So that's why America is the battleground for the future. It's the battleground for victory. It's the battleground for defeat. That's going to be the viewers and listeners of the literal tip of the spear, the war room, that are going to decide right now whether we stand and win or whether we fall. We're very close to winning, folks, but I can tell you, you see what they're doing to all of us. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your support right now.
Alex Jones, go with God. We look forward to having you back on here. You're a patriot, sir, and you are a hero. Alex Jones at InfoWars.com, and also the war, the Great Reset and the War for the World. Go to Amazon right now. Alex, Thank you very much for taking time away to join us. Okay.
I'm going to say this front. The next 71 days, we're going to see some very violent fireworks. I would predict racially motivated mass shootings, bombings, poisonings, attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. They intend to bring in a full dictatorship in the next 71 days. And we are all strapped to this thing. This is such a dangerous time, and I would advise the globalists who are mid-level that think they're about to have a leftist revolution, the globalists don't actually plan at the higher levels to have that. They plan on having a civil war that brings down America, and you'll be the fall guy.
Okay, welcome back. We got Alex Jones. The release of the book is today, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a blockbuster. Everybody's got to get it. But I want to get in first. Alex, these comments yesterday... Let's talk about them for a second, because it's got everybody, obviously, their heads blowing up. We got now 70 days to go. You know, we've got momentum. They're trying to suppress it with suppression polls. They're sitting there going, you know, you guys are not going to have a red tsunami. What is your theory of the case here? Because you're a smart guy. Do you really believe that they're going to try to pull out all stops in this regard, or does that hurt us playing into that narrative? Walk us through, because I know you're trying to accomplish exactly what we're trying to accomplish, which is to take the country back and to make sure we take it. We do the House and the Senate, and then we get, I don't know if Trump back in or not. I know that you've got some very definitive thoughts about that. But we got to win the House. We got to win the Senate. We have to win these school boards. We have to win these state legislatures. So walk us through your theory of the case, because we only got a 40-second clip on you from yesterday.
And I apologize. I know you requested the full clip. I've spent basically an hour on that in my third hour yesterday. In context, I said that is something that is in their deck of cards. It's their ace of spades. It's a provocateur, a false flag attack, or something like we saw with the staged Whitmer kidnapping situation a few years ago, with the same FBI group then going and running the provocateuring on January 6th, the same FBI group running the fake Russian dossier, and the same special FBI unit now raiding Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago. So we see the pre-programming of puppet Biden, the third administration of Obama, in June of last year, putting out a new national terrorism directive saying questioning election fraud, questioning election results, or questioning lockdowns or forced inoculation is terrorism, or questioning critical race theory. That's officially in that national plan. And then we've seen them roll that out. We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right wingers. They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump or America First. And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday, you know, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6th 2.0. And so that's been all over the news building up. And Biden came out on Friday and said, I believe that Republicans are going to be violent in the next 74 days. Well, now, yesterday was 71 days. Now we're 70 days out. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up. And with their long history of Sirhan being a patsy and all the other events we've seen where the FBI goes out and actually creates these terror groups, that is what I would do if I was them. And we know Bill Clinton on Air Force One in front of a huge press corps right after he won re-election in 1996, said he owed his re-election when he was 10 points behind to the Oklahoma City bombing. And so they can use these type of tragic events as a pretext to demonize and try to basically outlaw their opposition. That's why he's calling Republicans semi-fascist, claiming that if we don't want dead people and illegal aliens voting or all these electronic voting machines or mail-in ballots, that we're somehow fascist when they're the ones that are censoring and suppressing and raiding their political enemies. We now know the FBI admits Mark Zuckerberg told the truth last week on Joe Rogan when he said The FBI came to us and said, do not have this story. It is election meddling. But it was a real story. They were election meddling. So they know there's a giant political realignment against globalism, neoliberalism around the world. And really, the epicenter is the United States and places like Brazil with Bolsonaro. And they know they're losing support with the Yellow Vest and all these other movements. And so they know that austerity and the Great Reset, that, as you pointed out, is an irreversible collapse if it goes much further, is unpopular. They're taking the gloves off and going to a pure authoritarian model. And I believe in the next 70 days, it is their main move. And again, they pre-programmed it, pre-rolled it out, pre-advertised it to provocateur or stage some very serious massive events. It might be a new war. It might be, oh, hackers took down part of the power grid. It might not be a mass shooting. It might not be a bombing. But something big is going to happen. We're going to have a gigantic October surprise. What do you think?
How do you, let's put Biden's address to the nation. I don't know if the broadcast, it doesn't seem to me to be newsworthy because it's purely political. What do you expect out of him? And how does that fit into your theory of the case when he's calling, this is worse than Hillary Clinton calling us the deplorables. I mean, right now, I would argue that 2/3 of the nation back our policies, when we talk about inflation, immigration, crime, wokeness in schools, the economy, on our side of the football, this is Ron Brownstein, on our side of the football versus theirs, climate change, you know, whatever this, whatever their this thing of democracy, because we got more votes than they have, and abortion. Brownstein saying that's what's going to motivate them. Put in your theory of the case, where does Joe Biden's they're all fascist or semi-fascist fit in, and what do you anticipate he's going to tell the nation on Thursday night?
Well, absolutely. What you just said is what he's going to say. He's going to say the Republicans want to take your vote. The Republicans want to take your right to kill children. The Republicans are evil. They're bad. And basically demonize the Republican Party top down because the populist realignment happened through the Republican Party, not through the Democratic Party. So he's going to try to basically expand this idea of beginning to outlaw the political opposition. And Democrats have been talking about outlawing the Republican Party. We see them going around the country with Gozer and with Green and with countless other races. I mean, right here in Texas, with members of Congress, the Democrats are trying in court cases to bar multiple current members of Congress and people running from Congress to be able to not run because they questioned the 2020 election. And so they're trying to outlaw people running for office or being reelected who question election fraud. Well, we send the State Department around the world to try to make sure elections are free and fair. And if you measure up US elections to elections in the third world that they say are fraudulent, we're way fraudulent than them by every yardstick. So they're trying to outlaw questioning elections and barring people from running. That's the greatest form of blocking the electoral process and blocking voters' will. And then turning around, he's going to have an address and say that the Republicans are fascist. They don't want dead people and illegal aliens voting, and they don't want mail-in ballots the same way we know they stole the 2020 election. So it's going to be a declaration of war, an expansion of the ongoing declaration of war, not just against America's energy, not just our borders, not just our sovereignty, not just our currency, not just the value of our dollar, but a further declaration of war against anyone questioning any of their fraudulent narratives that are collapsing.
Look, I want to talk about, I'm going to get to the FBI in a second, but I want to talk about these executive orders that you bring up, the one about the voting and the previous one. Do you believe that Republican attorney generals and the Republican Party elected officials have done enough to expose what those executive orders were, what they really say, and to combat them, even at a state attorney general level, to contest what these executive orders are?
Well, it's like you said a few days ago, our biggest problem is not even the Democrats. They're unpopular, they're criminal, they're disgusting, but the Republican leadership will not get on the ramparts, will not defend the gates, will not cover any real issues. They talk about small business stimulation packages that don't even pass and things that are not on people's radar. They're not talking about inflation. They're not even talking about human smuggling and open borders like they should. They're not talking about election fraud. They're not talking about any of the real things that concern Americans. They're not talking about the military still being forcibly inoculated, or illegal aliens can pour in by the millions and not even be given COVID tests or COVID shots, which I don't think they should be given COVID shots. But then Djokovic can't come here for the U.S. Open. The Republicans need to get on the offense, but the Republican rhino establishment is working with the Democrat Party establishment to fend off the populist, peaceful, political insurrection that has been taking the country and the world by storm. They are fighting us. They are attempting to bankrupt America to bring people to their knees in a giant cloud and prison great reset model, so that we're so poor and so destitute, we've got to accept a communist socialist model with a high-tech technocracy, global ID, global carbon tax, global social credit score, global universal basic income. They're bringing down the old system that they've already sucked dry, O's as the saviors as they bring in their new tyranny. That's why the climate we're in is not like 5 years ago or 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It's closer to the climate we had during the Civil War, where there's major competing factions battling over control of this country, and they want the populist faction out of the game, basically outlawed and labeled as terrorist. It's not going to work, though. That's why I warned the establishment that they really need to study history and look at what they've done and understand that drag queen story time and critical race theory has turned the country and really the world against them, and that they should sue for peace. They should back down. They should not try to accelerate us into a civil war. But you see it all over the news. Civil war imminent. We're going to have a war with the Republicans. We're going to have a war with the populace. We're going to arrest Trump. Lindsey Graham, if you arrest Trump, there's going to be a civil war. There's going to be war in the streets. If they do arrest Trump, I don't want war in the streets. I want total political realignment to the next level. And we should talk about peaceful ways to not let them, Steve, provocateur us into violence.
This is my point. Lindsey Graham and these guys who are never with us, for him to say that, because right now the momentum is on our side. Everything they're trying to do, from the suppression polls to divert the conversation over to civil war to all of this, gets us off the target, which is the target is November 8th in a sweeping. We could break the Democratic Party as a national political institution from the school. You guys have seen this in Texas, from the school, and what DeSantis has done in Florida, from the school boards all the way up to the state legislatures, to the House and the Senate. They're trying to divert our attention. What would you tell the people out there that follow you, given the fact that they're going to use information warfare like they've never done before? Your I-Corps commander, what is it? We're going to get to the book in the next break, but right now, what should the people that follow Alex Jones and the people that say, hey, look, this guy's smart and tough, and he's one of our leaders, what is your advice to the populist movement right now?
I would tell every person watching this to share this broadcast while it's live and later when it's archived. And I would have them send it to all of their liberal friends and leftist friends and say, how long are you going to be a chump? How long are you going to be a fool? Even if you're unable to vote in this election because of changing over parties, a lot of states can still do it. You need to understand, you're going to be bankrupt. You're going to have no future if you don't wake up to the fact that some very criminal multinational corporations are using the Democratic Party to basically have a hostile corporate takeover of this country. Then I would go out to every relative, every friend, every family, every employee, every boss, every stranger, and I would tell them, you need to go vote, and you need to not just count on there being a red tsunami, because there's going to be a blue election fraud firewall or seawall that's going to try to block that. But we know from the studies in places like Texas and Florida, they run out of dead people and they run out of illegals on the ballot, able to vote very, very quickly, and they hit a wall. So we've got to counter them with absolute, total and complete voting. Okay, sure. I think I reach a lot of voters being on air myself. Why do I need to go vote? Well, because every vote counts. And even if you think your state's red, it's not for long. We have to crush them now. Everybody watching has to go to their city council, their school board, even if you don't have children. You've got to go to the county commission. People are watching those commissions. Those hearings go out, they get picked up, they go viral. Everyone, especially America's veterans, because this is the real fight for the Republic itself, must go every week to every televised hearing, whether you're in a small town or a big city. Everyone must call C-SPAN. Everyone must call on the liberal talk radio. Everyone must understand that this is a massive historic crossroads, and the enemies of freedom know that. We need a maximum effort to go out and to study the ballot and to vote for good people and to just do everything we can to just have such a giant red wave that can't stop us.
People that have watched this show know me over the years, you know, the Financial Times, the Economist, we go through, that's what we play every day. We start with MSNBC and CNN clips. We're not playing conservative right-wing news. So I'm a huge believer in information and in collecting information. And I watch the InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist, right? I got to tell you, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. And Alex, I appreciate it. And I don't understand. As busy as you are doing as many hours a day and all the other things you do are getting out there and leading from the front tank and going to rallies and doing all that, I don't honestly understand humanly how you pulled this together. I want you to make the case that you make in this book, The Great Reset, because you take three authors, essentially, and you tie together these three books to make the case of showing data and evidence through their words. You take Klaus Schwab in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. You take the CEO of Nadella, the CEO that followed Gates and those guys at, and Gates is a guy who has CEO at Microsoft, hit reset. And then you take Yuval Noah Harari, Homo Deus and his other books, and you make the case of what the, not just the New World Order is, but using this Great Reset to really take up their whole idea of control and authoritarianism and combine it really with state capitalism. So I want you to make the case here in the Great Reset. What is this Great Reset, and why are we in the world right now, sir?
The establishment is a lot of different power groups, as you know, but science is always the cutting edge, and they know there's a revolution of science, and so they want to control that science. They want to be the people that direct that science, and if they don't bring in a worldwide authoritarian system, they know there'll be competition to them, and they're basically afraid of these massive technological developments that are about to happen. Contrary to limits to growth and things that MIT put out in the 60s claiming society would collapse, we'll actually expand infinitely with our technology if we have a culture, if we're moral, and if we don't destroy each other. And so they have decided to trigger a controlled collapse and then bring in a new decade, control the general public, where they will be in their Elysium fields, Greek analogy, where they're
God,
they even keep us around. I mean, it's like, it's an ant slip in your backyard, you know, and all this happened. And so it was easy to write this book. It was almost convincing it because they tell us what they're doing. We're going to be gods. Ray Kurzweil says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a god. He's going to resurrect his father. But he needs all of us to get in line behind his AI so he can be God over us. And so it's basically a destruction of free will. And so you look at Harari and you look at all these people that are in the book, they say, we're going to be gods. We're about to be gods. But we've got to get everybody in line to do what we say before we can become those gods. And it's just quote after quote after quote of just the most insane stuff. And if your neighbor said it, you know, you'd lock your door and be scared of them. But they're up there at the Davos group and they're writing books and they're making these statements saying resistance is futile. We're going to take your body over. The future is not human. Looking forward to the end of humanity. And these are Wall Street Journal headlines. These are New York Times headlines. And it's these people, these self-appointed high priests that are just saying, we are in control of your destiny. Oh, but it's going to be wonderful and you're going to be empowered, but we're going to control everything you do. So it's a authoritarian a delusion of grandeur, but because humans are so amazing and we are made by God, we've created such great technology, they're just declaring themselves the aficionados of humans and that they're in charge of our development and where we're going. And so it's literally a hijacking. The old global elites couldn't beat the Renaissance in innovation 550 years ago, the Gutenberg press. And so it's been them trying to maintain and control technology because it threatens them. And so now they're going to try to use technology to to superimpose their will over us. But just like the internet backfired on them, it's going to backfire on them again. So again, it's a bunch of mad scientists, self-appointed control freaks who have set themselves up as the new priest class, who are self-anointed and are telling us that we have to get in line with the utopia they're building. But when we see the Great Reset, the cutting off of energy, and the so-called Great Transition that we're in, there is no new technology coming in. They're blocking that. And so really, they're just imploding things under the cloud pivot model so that they can get that control over us.
Walk me through Klaus Schwab. How did you've been at this now for 20 or 30 years. You've been focused on this, what you call the New World Order. Tell us about, how does a guy like Klaus Schwab come up and take this conference started in Davos and let this be kind of the governing or the governor mechanism of all this? How did he pull this off? Because you start off by his Fourth Industrial Revolution. Tell us about Schwab. How did he pull it off in Davos? And what's important about his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution?
Wow, that's huge. Klaus Schwab and his family go back, being technocrats, going back into World War II on the bad guy side. And he was a protege of Henry Kissinger and that whole OSS-CIA Atlantic Alliance. And so the Bilderberg Group, set up in Utrecht, Holland in 1954, was an alliance of the old European elite and the Anglo-American establishment, the British Empire and the U.S., and was a consortium meeting on trying to create consensus within the elites. And then once they had that by the 70s, and the Trilateral Commission was set up by David Rockefeller and Jimmy Carter, once they kind of had that order set up, then they said, okay, we've got to take this Royal Roundtable International Organization, Royal Institute of International Affairs, the British model of it, CFR is the U.S. model. We've got to now take that to the state and to the county and to the city and to the ecumenical and the educational systems and really put that program in. And as Klaus Schwab says, we penetrate the cabinets, we control half the governments, the wheel eats the bugs. And so he is really the press secretary of this. And they then use the, quote, World Economic Forum with massive money and private jets and all the things that come with that, the big dinners and the other things that you get when you go, the sex operatives, all of it. And they just roped in all the best talent and all the best people from every level, media, academia, business, government, and just brought them all in since the 80s, really, at a fast pace, until they have their mafia or their cult of corporate power, really fascism, the merger of government and corporations over the public. But then they use communism and socialism as the operating system for the general masses, just like China is communist, but it's really rich oligarchs. And, you know, Obama, before he left office, gave speeches in South America saying, listen, we need a mix of communism and capitalism. Like, one country's communist, the other is capitalist, but those are the feudal slaves under communism. And then you have the, quote, capitalist system extracting it, but it's not really capitalist. It's a fascist, crony capitalist, authoritarian system over it. And so Klaus Schwab is the mouthpiece of these organizations and groups, and they create the press releases, the operational memorandums that then get sent out to Australia and New Zealand and Germany and France and the U.S. and Canada and, you know, over 100 countries who all now, the politicians speak in one unified voice. Why we've seen those composite videos where one person says, build back better, great reset, transition, and then it's one, another one, and all of a sudden, there's 100 screens in 100 languages all saying, we're doing this. And then when we go, hey, we don't want our energy cut off, you don't even have a replacement, they go, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Or oh, Putin did that. That's why your gas prices are up for the local gas station. But then out of the other side of their mouth, they say, no, this is good. You need pain, Buttigieg has said, and Granholm and all of them, we're doing this in a transition, but it's not a transition into a better Star Trek civilization. It's a transition into a new feudalist state, literally cutting off the energy to make everybody poor and dumb down, feudalism 2.0. And so that's what the Great Reset is. That's what Klaus Schwab is. That's what this professor of medieval studies, Harari, is none of those are his ideas. That's all been said by the Club of Rome. It's all been said by the Bilderberg Group. It's all been said by Limits to Growth. It's all been said by the Population Bomb. It's all been said in Eco-Science, written in the 70s by the man that later became Obama's, science czar. And when you read this stuff, if you just sit back and look at it, you go, this is the closest thing to Hitler I've ever seen. This is like Hitler 5.0. This is like Hitler Buck Rogers level with what they're saying. And they're just in this huge revolution against choice and free will and normal technological development and adoption of technology that empowers humanity. Instead, they want adoption of technology, forced adoption, world IDs, global social credit scores, carbon taxes that dominate and monitor every facet of our lives.
I tell you what, can you hang on? We'd love to keep you for one more segment if we
can. As long as you want, Steve. This is awesome.
Okay, we got Alex Jones. The book is The Great Reset and the War for the World. This is a seminal work. Yes, I know Madeline Peltz and our marketing director over at Media Matters is going to melt down. I dare anybody to go through this book and read it and see the references that are cited and the deconstruction he does of some of these major works by major. This is not intellectual slumming. This is a heavy book, and he takes apart and repurposes in there works of some of the top thinkers in the world today. Speaking of InfoWars, I brought you a gift. I just got it today.
Oh, my.
The number one selling book on planet Earth, but the New York Times said it's not.
Right.
Apparently, it's like, I'm glad my mother's dead is the number one book. Not The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, signed.
Aww.
And I was actually there the day that these came into the studio, my lovely. And
what an honor.
If you want to know what's going to happen next by the prophet himself, read the book. And people want to know how he knows what he knows, because he reads their writings. They tell you what they're going to do.
They do. So everyone needs to go out and get this book. If you have not already, I have been dying to read it myself. I can't wait. Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you so much, Alex Jones. You are the legend himself, as well as Matt. Good luck, Alex Jones.
We got to get him on here.
We do, yes.
One of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Objection. Your advertisers are on your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page.
All right, that's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show today on our broadcast. We had to get it in late because there were some technical difficulties in the stream. As you heard, I think we're getting some interference from cell phones from underneath us, from the Mrs. Fisher household. Them all just congregating right where my stuff is to interfere with it a little bit. Other than that, though, we're okay. And we got around that demon. But otherwise, we got the message out. All right? So anyway, we will be back with more information coming up, and we will have more information as it comes available. Stay tuned on the Freedom Network, top headlines, national, international student news stories. That's how you write it. Find us on the internet at your local popular players where you consume content for your podcasting pleasures. We'll be right back. Stay tuned later on today for more information. We appreciate you spreading the word, sharing the content, praying for our protection. Please pray for our spiritual and our physical protection so that we can keep bringing the news to you. Because this news is not found much anywhere except on Bandop Video. And also what we're doing is very few outlets that do this kind of news. So keep us in your prayers. And also keep praying for our protection. I love you guys. Take care. It's Michael signing off.